By the way, we talk about KAKC. What do those call letters stand for?
Well, they were started back in the mid-40s by Sam Avey, Raymond King, and Glenn Condon, who was also a well-known iconic newsman for KRMG. And that's what it stands for, Avey, King, and Condon.
Raymond would be the father of Sharon King Davis.
That's right. And Sam Avey, I think, is her grandfather. But I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
Sam Avey owned the Coliseum, which sadly burned in the early 50s. It was an iconic building as well, and I went to see many hockey games and wrestling matches with my grandfather, who just lived right down the street north of there on the 300 block on Elgin in an apartment building. One set of grandparents lived there, and so whenever I'd come to visit Tulsa, he'd always be sure we went to see a wrestling match, and if it happened to be in the winter, we'd go see a hockey game. That was a fun place to go, and just a marvelous venue.
With KAKC dominating for so many years, and number one all the years that you were there, when did it begin to fall off?
Well, KELI was another rock station that came into town. They had a better signal, for one thing, and they made some pretty significant inroads into KAKC in the late 60s and maybe early 70s. But in the late 60s, a couple of years after I was gone, they elected to hire a programming consultant named Bill Drake out of California. He came in and he completely modified things. I think he took them back to a top 40 format. And honest to goodness, I just don't know what happened with the ratings or why. I do know, though, that they suffered some decline insofar as listenership is concerned. One reason that the decline occurred is because of the emergence of FM. FM stations playing pop music or rock and roll in some cases, whereas we had one or two stations back in the 50s. By the end of the 60s, there were several FM stations, none of which were really dominant yet because they really hadn't perfected FM for the cars. But everybody knew that once they could get FM into cars, that's where it could really take off because of the quality of the signal and so forth. And that's exactly what happened. Throughout the early 70s, mid-70s, into the 80s, FM just boomed. KRMG was always a good station, and they were always a good news station. They had good people there. They had Condon was there. Then they had Ed Brocksmith. A number of really top-flight news people and a good news department as far as I was concerned. And they were always good competition for us insofar as the news, but more so in a detailed newscast as opposed to a headline-type newscast. And KVOO also did their bit, too. KVOO really relied on NBC, though, which was their network, up until the time they switched over to a country format.
Well, KELI, known as Kelly.
Yeah.
Were you rocking back and forth against them at the same time? Your jocks against their jocks?
They got started in the early 60s. We had some good friends over there. Joe Henderson was a program director, and he just passed away recently, and I'm sorry about that because he and I got to be good friends. And his daughter is a wonderful announcer. We use her frequently on commercials here in town. Joe headed up a staff over there. They sort of took an approach that they really got the name across. Everybody on the staff was named Kelly. I think there was Joe Kelly, John Kelly. Well, they didn't name Don Kelly because we had a Don Kelly on our staff. But everybody, they gave the name of Kelly, spelled K-E-L-I, you know. Well, they did eventually start using their own names, but that was after, I think, a couple of years. So they did make inroads simply because they had 5,000 watts, as I recall, as opposed to our 1,000. And I don't know what their signal was at night, probably a little less, but ours was 500. And like I said, couldn't get to Bartlesville in the first place and barely got out of Sand Springs. So that was tough on us.
So did they ever overtake you, Kelly?
Not when I was there.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they didn't because I was there. It just means that they didn't while I was there, and I don't think they did for probably at least another year or so. And I can't honestly say that their ratings ever surpassed those of KAKC at any time. They may very well have in the late 60s or early 70s, but I don't know.